Yo, what's up? It's your boy, Camaro, man. This is Victory Lane, and today, we are back in the trap, man, with the gang, you know what I mean? And we are talking about Zoran's epic victory as New York City mayor, you know what I'm saying? The wave is home, baby. Al, Max B has arrived back. We are talking about Sydney Sweeney. Is she in on it, or is she not in on it? And also, the GOAT, the Mike Jack biopic. We're going to talk about that. Shout out to Jafar Jackson. Stay right there. Don't go nowhere. Just hit the subscribe, hit the like, hit the buttons. Holla at your girl.
A victory light. A victory light.
You are the booger.
That's right, bitch. I am the booger. This is Victory Lane, you cowards. You know what I'm saying? Somebody kicked my humidor and flap. Ow. You know what I'm saying? I'm in here, like, you know what I mean? In my house attire because I have not. I've been in the studio sleeping. You know what I'm saying? Just be getting
ready. How you did that and you was late?
How the fuck is that work?
How the fuck that work out?
Yeah. Now hold on.
Wait a minute.
I've been here.
Watch out.
As you could tell by my very cooked forces, baby. No, mira. Hasta se le están saliendo la greña, mira.
Wow. Mira.
Look at that. Ladies and gentlemen.
That's crazy.
For a small donation of just 5 cents, you too can aid in getting Rainy a new pair of forces.
He gonna use that for an eighth, bro. He not even gonna buy that.
Yo, come on. Yo, Liz, bro, why you putting my business out there?
Come on, don't blame. Yo, that shit was fucked me up. Yo, I was leaving the other day, and I seen a dude that was like, yo, it was like starting to rain and shit. And I'm like driving through, like going to the tunnel and shit. And it was like, he's just out there. I didn't mean to laugh. He was standing there and I was just like, Diablo, bro. I was like, I felt mad bad, right? Cause I'm like, yo, this poor homeless man, bro, it's about to rain. Like, what's he gonna do? And the sign just said, like, yo, I'm hungry. So I was like, yo, fuck. So like, I opened up the little fridge in the whip and shit. And I took some waters out.
Motherfucker got a fridge in the whip.
Yo, this has been established.
That's crazy.
That's not even a flex, bro.
All right, cook.
Remember,
flex as he's handing water to a homeless person in the rain.
You don't remember?
That's not a flex.
You don't remember? He dropped me off, and he was like, "Yo, you want a Gatorade or something?" He opened that shit. That shit said, This motherfucker had dry ice.
Wow. No.
In the whip. He said, "Yo, you want a Gatorade?" I understood IG baddies in that moment.
Yeah.
He's like, wow. I understood all the bad bitches.
In a whip like this.
Yo, what?
Yeah, I mean,
In a whip like this. he moved his head out the way so you can see the emblem like from this, the seat. Like,
I'm telling you, bro. Yo. I got in that big ass car. That shit had heated seats. It massaged you. It gave you words of affirmation.
Yeah, bro.
It's a good vibe, man. Yo, I understand.
I just can't go over the mileage or else I'm fucked up. Yo, but fucking.
Yeah, this.
So the homie's there. I take out the water and shit, and I got these little like granola bar shits, like, you know, protein, whatever. You know, like, yo, I'm starving. I gotta eat. I take it out and I stop. Meanwhile, niggas are honking at me, like, yo, get the fuck, yo, what the fuck, fuck that homeless nigga, get the fuck, yo, we gotta move. And I'm just like, yo, fuck out of here. So I go and I'm like, yo, sir. And he's like, yo, you don't got a dollar? And I was just like, yo, bro. I was like, write a dollar on your sign if you want a dollar. Nigga, this shit says hungry.
Right.
I gave you food and water.
Yeah.
Like, you're welcome? Like, damn, bro.
Bro spoke to the homeless man the same way he speak to his koi fish. That's crazy.
Yeah, like, I provided you with food.
I provided you with food.
And sustenance.
Yeah.
What the fuck, man? Yo, listen. I'm not one of those people that's like, you're not going to take my money to get high. Take my money to get high, bro.
But just say that.
Say that. Yeah. Say that, bro. Say like, yo, I'm trying. The first dude to be like, yo, I ain't going to lie. I just need money to get high. Shout out to him, bro. You started a trend that should keep going. And you know what I'm saying? Lizbelle, you recently
had... What the fuck are you talking to me for, motherfucker? What the fuck you say my first name in public, bro?
Public, don't stop. Yo, by the way, I don't know where the fuck niggas find out my middle name, because now that shit is in every type of press release thing that I'm in.
That's like, what happens when you get next to mom daddy, bro. They start looking for shit.
What's your name? What is your name? Your middle name probably crazy.
Almogasto.
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 Yes.
That's Are you dead ass?
That's Wild Dominican. Wild Dominican is my pop's like birth name. They call him Tito, but you know, because his name is fucking Armogato. So I'm like, what are you going to call him? You know what I'm saying? You got to make it.
Where did he get Tito from?
Oh, listen, my step pop's name is Enemencio, so I get it.
Enemencio.
Just happened to me, dog, when you said that.
Right, yeah. That feels like a curse.
It's like some kind of evil liege. Like some type of villain in a tabletop fantasy game.
Enemencio.
Yeah.
Now you must face the dark wizard, Enemencio.
Enemencio.
Like, that nigga killed Kai Sinat 150 times in a row before he finished the game.
You will find him atop Mount Grum, where you will face his legion.
Yo, Jonathan, you lose because you made a very salient point. Victory Light Crew has been very supportive of the Mondani campaign, and he won. You know what I'm saying?
We told you so.
Right.
Duh. You know what I mean?
And a lot of people said that the first time they seen Zoran was with you, so I'm not going to say Mera brought in the new mayor.
I'm just saying
he had a big part in it.
We are a very impactful program over here. You know what I'm saying? Just saying. You know what I mean?
That's true.
And yo, listen, Hoko, you better get in line, shorty. You know what I'm saying? Because yo, if you want a political career after this, but fuck all that, man. Like, new mayor, everything's good. Yay, hooray. You know what I'm saying? Like, Sharia law starts next Monday. You know what I'm saying? Get your hijabs.
Everybody, get your hijabs. Everybody, Supreme dropping the prayer rug. I already know. They dropping the prayer rug. Yeah.
That's going to go crazy. I seen a Pele Pele one.
Yeah.
But it was vegan leather.
I wonder how the Fordham Hebrew Israelites are going to spin this. Wonder how the Fordham Road.
I can't wait.
The Fordham Plaza Hebrew Israelites are going to spin this shit, bro. It's going to be a fucking movie.
Yo, I'm trying to think of what they could possibly say.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like,
the white man is the devil. And I'm like, yo, but.
The mayor, though.
You know what I'm saying? He's not a white man.
You know what I'm saying? The mayor. Inshallah, he will do it. You know what I mean?
Wallahi.
Yo, it's actually comical how fucking scared Americans are of a different language. Because people are dead as scared of the word Allah. Like, you'll say something like that in public and they'll be like, hold on.
Yo, hold on.
It's like, yo, they're praying. It's God in a different language.
Whoa.
Yo, when you posted, like, yo, my daddy won, and it was like music in the background, it was like the bodega, like Arabic music. I was dying because I was like, yo, you know how many people can see this and be like, yo, what does that music mean?
Yeah.
What they saying?
Bro, I posted there are these, like, imagine rap battles like the ones you are privy to, Lizbell. Mm-hmm. But it's wedding singers and they battling like hookah, like they having a sing off like at the wedding,
like it's, on some it's like Diddy the Band shit,
bro. I found like a TikTok page that's just that, just dudes going crazy in Arabic. They speak Arabic, Romanian, all types of shit,
just battling at a wedding.
It's just bruh. And they're all standing in a circle like a rap battle, like, and it's just one guy like,
and he's been in the back, right?
Yale in the back. But the bride and groom are sitting at a table like this. Like, if they don't sing right, like they hit a button in a trap door. Wow. They fall through.
Like, as soon as Mr. Beast came, yeah. The winning.
Yeah. Bro. Yo. So I posted that and I just wrote, we move. Because, bro, yeah, it's that time, yeah, man.
Bro, it's funny how people deadass are so scared of it. Because you'll post some shit like that and somebody sent me some shit like, yo, these motherfuckers are, they was talking about Muslim people. They was like, yo, they praying in Times Square. Like, what has the world come to? You see, you give them an arm and you give them a finger and they take the whole arm. I'm like, bro, first of all, this shit is from like 2022.
Yeah.
He was like, no. Yeah, y'all motherfuckers, y'all don't understand. Like, they got to do this shit in private. I'm like, bro.
What?
Yeah.
You're a Catholic, my nigga.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, our people march the streets once a fucking year.
Hello.
Whipping a random man and throwing blood on the streets. What are you talking about? Do shit in private, bro.
Yeah.
Have you seen the Italians?
People, I'm telling you, that propaganda, bro, has whooped Americans' ass. They are so scared of, yo.
Listen, crazy. You know what? I love like, yo, racism, Islamophobia is mad funny because, like, it all just boils down to, look at him. Yeah. Praising God and being brown.
Whoa. What's
look
going on here?
Look at him. Look.
Crazy.
Look, he's eating with his hands, these savages.
No, it's insane.
It's insane.
But meanwhile, he's sitting there with a bunch of saucy nugs, like, mm-hmm. He's eating with his hands. That's crazy.
Yo, he's eating with his hands.
Oh, my God.
It's like, what do you bring chopsticks to the movies, motherfucker? What are you talking about?
I do. Oh, wow.
All right, here go men with the Chinese shit. God damn it.
That's the real agenda.
That's the real agenda.
I thought it was Islamic.
Yeah.
2028.
It does. On a bit more serious note, though, it does feel like finally, like, sensible people got what they wanted with the Mamdani victory, because Mamdani was like, hey, it costs mad money to live here. Let's change that. Hey, the buses be crazy. Let's make them free. All by taxing insanely rich people 2%. Flat across the board.
Doug.
That'll just, like, I think that shit is crazy, where it's like, hey, 2% on all of NYC's millionaires will generate like fucking $2 billion a year or something.
No, it'll generate the same amount of money that the K-pop shorty was suing for.
Exactly.
Like $4.5 quadrillion
a year, bro.
A year. Also, I've been fighting with motherfuckers on social media, and I'm done. I'm stopping now because I'm starting to feel like an asshole.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, it's a 2% tax, right, on $1 million profit year over year. So if, like, I have a car wash and the shit made $1 million, but I'm paying you because you're the manager, you're the general manager, right. You're making shit slow go, you working there, you know what I'm saying, boop, 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 whatever. My overhead is $700,000. I made $200,000. The tax does not apply to me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm just like, yo, you broke, motherfucker. I was like, yo, I hate saying this, but yo, you broke bitches.
Bro had the big ass filter.
Yo, like, you guys.
He was like, yo, I'm in the wine cellar. And my daddy not coming for you, bro. Like, you do not make enough money. Like, yo. You gotta stop that. It's just mad teeth in his story.
Yo, for real. It's like, yo, cut it out, bro. Yeah, like, bro. Stop. Like, it's not coming for you. You don't got motion like that, bro. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, enjoy. Like, you're actually gonna benefit from this, and then you're gonna be like, yo, nah, it was Trump. Yo, he sent me a check for $2 bands.
Yeah. It's like, yo,
he wrote his name on it.
Nah, bro, I fuck with Trump because, like, he bout his money. Oh, yo, my God, bro.
Yeah.
The most ignorant bitch, you know.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Come on, dog. A lot of motherfuckers I went to high school with, and I'm just like explaining financial literacy to them. I feel like a teacher. I'm like, yo, if you do this, then you'll be fine. Like, you don't make, like, da 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 da, all that shit. Man, fuck all that. Everything's gonna be great, you know what I'm saying? And if it don't, you know what I'm saying? Shit, we try something new.
Exactly.
The old shit wasn't working.
Exactly.
Well, hold on. The old shit does work a little bit, because Mamdani's whole campaign was very, like, old school, like, in the streets, boots on the ground type shit.
I feel like
I never saw Eric Adams with real people. I only saw him behind Velvet Rope. And like, and Cuomo, where was he at? He was
in hotels.
He was probably charging his nipple ring. I don't know.
Yo, he had that shit works on the Apple Watch charger.
Yeah, he had that shit around the Apple Watch. I don't know where he was at.
I feel like most
people who run for anything in New York be scared of the people that they're running for.
That they're running to represent.
Exactly. And Mamdani was in the streets like, yo, even if you don't like me, because there's clips of people saying, I don't like
you. Fuck you.
You're gonna lose. You don't support Jewish people. Like, he wasn't scared of none of it. He was like, yo, I'm here for the smoke. And I love, again, I don't like the glazed politicians. I fuck with the way that they ran the campaign, because it showed what New York is. Like, we are a very diverse. I didn't see an American white person, bro, till I was like 9 years old, and I left New York and I went to New Jersey.
Yeah.
Because our school was full of everybody.
Yes.
So it was like, you know, that's the reality of New York. This motherfucker was hitting different languages, different people. Like, you're showing the city. It's like if one of us ran. That's what it felt like.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, he was speaking. I didn't know he spoke like 5 languages. It was English, Spanish, Arabic, Urdu, Farsi. I'm like, damn, bro.
Yeah, he went crazy.
Like, this guy, it's like but like, bro, if anything, that's like, I have, the average New Yorker has more in common with Zoran than fucking Cuomo. Yo, like, you know what I mean?
And the funny shit to me, dog, is just like, yo, all the people that was like, yo, Sharia law, he's a terrorist. I was like, bro, this is a fucking dweeb from Bronx Science.
Yeah, bro. Like
what are you talking about?
He got songs with Lacutus, bro.
Like, yo, what are you talking about? Like, this guy played high school soccer for a specialized high school. Yeah. Like, what are you talking about? Like, bro, like, that clip had me dying. There's a clip of him at, like, in high school, like, 08. Like, they won a soccer playoff game against Evander. This is very Bronx-y talk right here. But they won a soccer game against Evander, and then they did a post game with him, and he was just like, you know, we were down 2-0 at the half, or 3-0. We were down 3 goals at the half, but we remained resolute, and we got the goals, and we got the win, and I think that we can go further into the playoffs. I'm really happy about the results. And I was just like, this is the motherfucker that's gonna like terrorize you?
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
Like, stop, bro. I put this guy in a full Nelson on the bus by accident.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, like, let me get those french fries, nigga, like, type shit. Like, relax, guys. This guy is he's not gonna beat you up.
A victory light. A victory light.
Yeah, it goes right back to Rainey's point, bro. Islamophobia makes people so stupid.
Super stupid.
And again, you're way closer to being poor than you are to being rich.
Uh-huh.
I don't care. And then you have motherfuckers like Mero in the streets trying to fight for people like us. And motherfuckers is like, yo, what the fuck are you doing? Ain't you rich? Ain't you supposed to be an asshole too?
Yeah, fuck
like,
you.
Like, yo, that's crazy. I think we be idolizing the shit out of billionaires and millionaires. Of course you want to be financially stable and have a wonderful life, and living in poverty is hard, but you can't be on some shit where you defending these motherfuckers even at your mother's expense.
That shit don't make no sense.
Crazy to me.
That shit don't make no sense. I'm like, yo, your mom's raised your ass on government cheese, bitch. Like, and now you're like, yeah, give them bread and water only. Yeah.
Right.
Like, don't let them buy Fruit Loops with SNAP.
The same people who was fucking talking shit about SNAP, people who receive SNAP benefits, are the same motherfuckers happy as hell. They still had a $1,000, $2,000 check when we hit COVID. Like, bro, they're giving you your money back. You're welcome, you fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Fucking bozo. Yeah, I've never been to H&R Block and it shows. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas be doing TurboTax.
Y'all never hit Wu-Tang Financial, bro.
Yo, for real. Y'all did not diversify. But what Liz said before was true. New York City schools, everybody was there. And shit, at this election, like, victory party, fucking everybody was there. Be like, fucking Daniel Kaluuya was there, just walking around with his hands in his pockets. Like, just the most fucking Bill de Blasio, like, everybody in the world, bro. Like, random people.
Yeah.
Fucking, like, A Boogie.
Wow, like, that's so cool. Yeah, like, yeah, Mero was there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I saw more posts from Min than I've ever seen in his fucking freaky Chinese life.
Right? Digital footprint at all.
I've seen every. No, yeah. Fucking Min. You see Min, his Chinese ass smile, big as hell. Lot fucking all buddy buddy with Vince Staples. You know who wasn't there, Liz Bell?
Not me.
No.
Were you there?
Oh, no.
Not me.
You know where we was at? We was smoking Krills on a stoop in Queens.
That's fucking Krills.
Yep. On a stoop in Queens.
We were sharing a dime, bro.
Sharing one dime between us.
Last time you had to buy a dime bag, yeah, bitch.
With the Guyanese Crips, bro. Eating Susie's Roti by ourselves.
Yo. You want to be posted up with Vince Staples and all the other motherfuckers? Fuck you.
Yo, stop.
Nobody, I don't care about him at all.
Yeah.
You realize in the 24 hours last week, before Zoran's party, you had met. Do you want me to list off all the famous people you had met to make everyone feel better?
Actually, please.
We're going to rate their dick pics after this.
Yeah. Because that we know Mero has.
Alex Rodriguez.
Oh, shit. That's right. A-Rod.
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady. Yeah, the GOAT.
Cool white
football
guy.
Strahan.
Michael Strahan. That's my guy, Mike. I'm going to hit you back, bro.
Michael Strahan?
Yeah.
Shout out to Strahan. Damn.
Vince Staples.
Shout out to Vince Staples.
Yeah, shout out to the Lokes.
Yeah.
His new season just came out on Netflix. Watch.
Fire. Yeah. Vince Staples Show season 2. You know what I'm saying?
What?
Yo, let me tell you something about this fucking
Long Beach City Crip to Bill de Blasio.
Big B, Bill de Blasio.
Yeah.
Like, oh, God.
Yo, which, by the way, Min was taking pictures that I didn't know he was taking. So, like, it's a picture of me just, like, looking up at Bill de Blasio, and he's like, and then I come back and Min's like, yo, what the fuck were y'all talking about? Y'all talking for, like, 30 minutes. And I was just like, I don't know, Jim. I was like, childcare, I think?
Yeah.
He's just like, yeah, this is a good moment for New York City. Yeah. It's a great moment for New York.
Listen, oh, I'm sorry, Min, was that the end of the list?
Yeah, I was trying to think of I was going to say Sneeko, but I don't think you actually said hi to Sneeko.
No, we did not.
Hell Sneeko, no.
Sneeko wasn't even... listen, y'all. Shout out to y'all because y'all didn't go to this shit because everybody that was trying to get in there was not getting in there, fam. I don't think they was about to not let me in there. And then they looked at me and they were like, oh, you the Dominican nigga that been in the campaign videos. Okay, yeah, you good. And then yeah. I was like, oh, he's with me. Mm. And they were like, is that it? And I was like... I guess, bro. They had the cops with the ARs outside. I think they was waiting for something to crack off because it was like, oh, it's the first Muslim mayor, and he's having a party in Brooklyn. Like, you never know. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, you sure they were cops or were they the sword of Allah? Hamza? Yeah.
The Muslim Brotherhood was outside. Muslim Brotherhood.
Y'all can't be joking about that, man. Because people are really scared of them.
Yo, it's so crazy.
We got to start talking to people because the shit is. I feel like they're putting parasites in our water, bro.
Yo,
and it's eating at the brains of people. And you talk to them, and you're like, all right, they took apart.
I've been watching Saudi ghost hunting videos on YouTube for too long to be afraid of anything Zoran Mandani got going on, bro.
Like, come on, dog.
They be arguing with jinns in the desert and abandoned. Abandoned structures.
They'll say anything about this motherfucker. They'll be like, yo, he got rings on.
Yeah.
What are these rings about?
Are they sorcery rings?
But that's what happens when you live in ignorance and you deadass only live around people just like you. Because growing up, look, I was around mad Jamaicans, mad different kind of black people from Cuba, Puerto Rico, all over the place. And I'm like, oh shit, there's variety. Then I moved to Queens and I started to meet people from India, from Pakistan, mad people who were Muslim. And you start to realize like, oh, our cultures are very much alike. They're just different in languages and different in a little bit of things. Yeah. But when you live a sheltered life and you live in fucking Ohio and your boyfriend is also your fucking seventh grade teacher, what else do you know? All you know is United States of America propaganda movies that tell you brown people are the fucking enemy.
They're bad.
When really, Americans are the biggest terrorists. And that's why our schools can't function the fucking way that they do.
Hello?
Because we have beautiful homegrown terrorists.
That part.
We are the enemy that we are so desperately looking for.
That shit, because I said it before and I'll say it again. When I was in school, we used to do fire drills. Mm-hmm. And like, yo, earthquake drill or whatever the fuck. Like, yo, now these kids is like, shelter in place. They're like, yo, what does that mean? Mm-hmm. That means somebody's in your school with a fucking 30 round clip ready to light some shit up. That's crazy.
Terrifying, bro. I remember the fire drills. I was scared of that.
Yeah.
And then what was the joint when they used to have us just line up in the hallway? Was that the earthquake one?
It was I think it was. It was like some building, like instability shit.
Yeah,
where it's
just
like, yo, you gotta go
line up against the windows.
Right.
And shit.
Exactly.
But like, imagine having to fucking hide from a school shooter, like, and then you gotta go back to class tomorrow and act like that shit was normal.
Was normal.
And try to get an A on your fucking social studies test.
Also, I never asked my kids like, how does this actually happen? Because, like, in my mind, it happens in a fucked up way where they, like, you know when they prank you and shit and they just bring in, like, or, like, them pranks where it's just, like, a garbage can and, like, in a hallway and people walk past the garbage can and then, like, a monster jumps out. It's like, wow! Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, shit! I'm like, yo, do they fake, like, a fake school shooter in there and just walk around? Like, just have a motherfucker in a trench coat?
A child actor?
They have a child actor?
Angry Brett?
Angry Brett? Like, an angry white boy with, like, one bang covering his eye?
Yeah.
Like, just walking around the school, like, looking menacing?
Nah, it don't even be them anymore. It don't even be, like, the black metal trench coat wearing duster.
Oh, yeah,
like,
nah.
It's not even... It's, like, school shooters used to look like Jay and Silent Bob. Now, now they look like
Nick Fuentes.
Yeah, now it's just your average JROTC.
Yo, thanks.
Fucking like,
I like
recruit.
Goods. I like good
recruit or whatever. Yeah, nah, that shit is. Yeah, that shit's spooky, man. I'm not fucking with it.
Listen, I'm not fucking with no shootings, no mass shootings, no gunplay, none of that. But to be fair, you know what I'm saying? Max B's free. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
He didn't do that shit.
The wave is free, finally.
The wave is free.
17 years, bro.
17 joints!
17 you know what I'm fucking big ones, bro.
And after all this shit that people be saying, like, yo, streets is dead, streets is dead. Max B revived the streets. You know what I'm saying? Because he did that 17 years in a handstand, boy. And everybody was waiting for him to come back. Mm-hmm. Which leads me to believe, like, damn, bro, what if I... Like, I feel like I should have got arrested in, like, 2020? Mm-hmm. And then people will be
let's hear this.
Let's see where the fuck this is going.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if I got arrested in 2020, got like a 5-year bid, and I'm coming out now, everybody would be like, yo, Meryl's coming home, baby. Yo, we can't wait to see what you're doing, yo.
You know, what would you have gone to jail for, Meryl? What's your dream sentencing?
Freak
Boolery.
Freak Boolery. Yo, nah.
Freak boolery, bro.
It would be ill. I mean, like, I wouldn't want to do the time because that's a lot of time. But if they were like, yo, Merrill had 89 kilos of cocaine and heroin in his garage and they just like ran down my house and they did the perp walk and shit and I'm just coming out but with all my jewelry on like looking straight in the camera like and spitting the camera like Tupac did.
You've thought about this.
Yeah.
You fan. This is a kink.
You know what I'm saying?
This is fantasy. Yeah, this is why.
Lying. I'm old as fuck, man. That shit was a fantasy when I was like 20 something. So I was like, yo, I could do 20 and come back out, be 40 and still my dick still work. But nah.
Not anymore. The beautiful simplicity of the male mind.
I'm 20, I get out of 20.
My dick still work. Like,
I'll still be popping. I can still be an ON, you know, at 40. Yeah, look at Jim Jones, you know, the senior citizen.
Do you think Max B is going to go the full ON route? Like Gilly and Wallow, like every time Wallow says some wild shit, Gilly got to explain that he was 17. Yeah. So he came out and still is 17 in his head.
Yo, yeah. Max is like fucking Falcor from Never Ending Story, bro. He's like a mythical creature.
Yeah.
Like, I know Max because, you know, we grew up on that shit. Like, you know, Coke Wave, you know what I'm saying? All that shit. Public Domain, you know, Al, you know, Silver Surfer, all that good shit. Also, gave Jim Jones a second career, you know what I'm saying, with all his writing and shit. So I appreciate Max for that. And then there's also like the meme version of Max B that people fuck with, which is like, I don't know how I feel about that yet, but as long as they're supporting my guy, I'm cool with it. But what fucked me up is that he came out and shout out to French Montana too, though, because like, damn, bro, he held that man down. He was like, yo, I'm going to check on you all the time. Like, yo, I'm going to come pick you up. I'm going to have 6 different outfits for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, we going to dock. You know what I'm saying? Like,
hey, listen. Yo, I need Coke Wave 3.
Asexually.
Right? I think it's weird. Nobody talks about this, bro. But my hip hop nerd brain went off. I'm like, yes, Max B is free. We can finally get Coke Wave 3 because we have Coke Wave 1, 2, and 4.
Wait,
why skip 3?
Yeah, I don't know.
Who knows?
Maybe you don't fuck with the number.
Yo, who knows, bro?
You got to do it. Now they got to bring
now
back.
We need Coke Wave 3, bro.
Well, what if he does 5 instead? I feel like he should do 5.
You know what? It'd be some Star Wars shit. You know how they did 4, 5, and 6 and then 1, 2, and 3? I need the Coke Wave prequel, bro. I need the Coke Wave prequel series,
Anakin,
bro.
Coke Walker. You know what I'm saying? Yo. They're racing in them little cars and
shit.
Oh,
my God. Yo.
It's like the shit's a Bugatti. Like, holy shit. The little Bugatti car. They got the fucking Ewoks with him and shit.
Yeah.
Bro, so he's out, you know what I'm saying? But I don't think he's gone home. He came home, but he has not gone to his house yet because that man came out of jail and then went to a Jets-Browns game, which is like, I just came home from jail. Like, this is what you're taking me to? Like, take me somewhere to get, like, dressed, have sex, like, take a shower. Oh my,
what is with you? What's going on, bro?
I feel like he's
Are you saying those things couldn't happen in the ride over?
Right?
That could have. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The double true. R with the curtains and shit?
Oh, yeah.
Come on, bro.
Yeah, shorty's in there with, like, yo, they got stars in the roof.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd be in that bitch like this.
Ew.
Not the Uber blacked.
Yeah. Uber blacked.
Yo, Uber blacked.
Yo. Oh, man.
I actually saw. Damn,
they was recording the Coke Wave 3. They was that's what they was doing on the way over there. They got the studio in the double R. They're gonna drop Coke Wave 3. I'm a feature on there under a pseudonym, Jar Jar Bricks.
Jar Jar,
you know what time
Bricks.
It is, man. You know what I mean? We gotta have Coke
Lord
Wave
Piff.
3. Lord
Piff.
Yeah.
The Piff Lord.
Oh, my God.
Yo, come on, dog. Listen, yeah. Cleveland Browns, Jets game, dog. I don't know if that's where I would have went, but then the guy that does, like, the... It's not Humans of New York. It's something else.
People Gallery.
The People Gallery dude ran down on Max B. Yo, you just got out of jail.
Yeah.
And you immediately became a content creator.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's like, yeah, you know, I got the Louis Vuitton head to toe, even the sneakers. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yo, but think about it. People who are normal and go to jail, when they get back, Yo. They, everybody misses them. They're welcome back even more than motherfuckers who go away for college. In so facts. We'll talk about that for another day.
Yeah.
Imagine that they deadass do celebrate people who come home from jail more than
more
they
than college.
Yeah. No. Yeah, like you go to college.
You graduated
like,
jail.
Oh, nice, good fucking job.
How many credits you get in jail, nigga? Yeah. Like, what the fuck you talking
nah,
about?
Nah, you get home from jail, they got you a whip, they got you an apartment, they got you some pussy. Like
everything.
You cooked and you good.
Bro, you could literally get your degree in jail. Nobody gives a fuck.
Who cares?
Just right. Be like, yo, you home. Fuck it.
Yo.
Yeah, what is that? Your GED? Ah, whatever. Man, bro.
Yeah,
anyway,
shit out of here. Yeah, yo, like, teach me how to light a cigarette with a battery.
Yeah, yeah.
Yo. Oh my god.
Anyway, here go a G-Shock and some cooked forces, bro. There you go.
Oh, yo, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Yo, my favorite shit is like when rappers come out and they meet like their whole crew, or whatever, and like the crew's like, yo, here's a mink and like here's a gold chain, yeah. And in my mind, I'm like, bro, he probably wants like a good sandwich.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like something that he couldn't get in jail.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like shit. Nigga, bring a fucking Costco rotisserie chicken.
Or you know what? Maybe a hug.
Like
that shit might go after affection. 17 years, right?
Some love and affection. God damn.
What I was gonna say is that they do that for regular people. Imagine being famous as fuck and idolized the way Max B has been.
Yeah.
Everybody, and I hope he protects himself. Obviously, he's an older dude, so he might be smart enough.
Yeah.
But people are gonna be hounding him for everything right now.
Yeah.
Dog, and the way my ADHD brain works, it just reminded me of the fact that, you know, Harry Fraud produces a lot of French and Max, and he also produced the music, like the walk-off music for like the Oscars or some shit like that.
Yeah, yeah, he and did that shit in like 04 or 06 or something.
And then Simon Cowell gave him a shout out.
Mm-hmm.
He's just like, I just want to pause for a moment and talk about the music. It's amazing. That is it. He'll play that song again. That's a hit record. And he said this shit. Yo, I just imagine being like, because how old must have Harry Fraud been at that time? Like a kid.
Yeah, maybe like 20
in
or something.
2004.
Yeah.
17
years old.
Wow.
That's me 17. You raised some shit for the Oscars. And niggas like, yo, that's a banger.
Yeah.
And you just sitting here like, oh shit, word?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yo, shit, I'm making more of these.
Yeah, not
it was
not
actually
not
the 2010 Emmy Awards, so he would have been 23.
Oh, okay. Even, shit.
But even still, now you found purpose like Spider-Cuz.
Like Spider-Cuz!
You know?
Yo.
He was sitting in his room in the suit, like, yo.
Yo.
My friends didn't make it, man.
A lot of times.
A lot of times.
You know things happen.
But he got the mask on. A lot of times, you know.
Yeah. Yo.
Like, shit happened, bro. We can't really understand. You know what I'm saying?
Did you see, like, moisture spreading?
But it's
on the mask. Like, yo.
But it's still a part of God's plan. You know what I'm saying?
You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, yo, word, cuz. Because, like, you know. For y'all that don't know, please look this up. Vice interviewed Spider-Cuz of Side Talk NYC fame, who is, like, a walking meme. And he was in like his full suit, bro, rag, fitted, Tim's, the whole nine, beads, everything, banging. Banging big, big, big Crip shit. And then he got emotional, like halfway through the interview. Like
in the suit.
In the suit, though. Yeah. Like he didn't take the mask off and be like, yo, this is me.
Yeah.
I'm Jose Ramirez. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah.
Yeah.
Nah. Not Pedro Parker, nothing, bro. Spider-Cuz, like, yo.
I actually met him on the street one time.
Of course you did.
Of course.
Yo, this is what we reveal. Spider-Cuz is man.
Oh, damn.
I accidentally called him a hood Spider-Man, and he corrected me very quickly.
He's like, no.
Yo, it's Spider-Cuz. And I was like, you know what?
Yeah.
Have a good night.
You got it. Yeah. You hit him with the cast stars. Yo, have a good night, Pa.
Yeah.
Yo, sometimes you just gotta pick your battles, man.
Yeah.
Fighting Spider-Cuz.
Yo, that would have been that's a viral video that I would have been like, nah, that's AI.
Yeah.
If you send me that shit, if y'all motherfuckers put that shit in the group chat, yo, look at Miz fighting Spider-Cuz.
Yeah.
On 7-5 in front of Arby's. I'd be like, nah, man, this shit is fake. This shit is AI.
There is a meme from like a random Halloween party or something where like a guy dressed as Jesus is fist fighting a guy dressed as Spider-Man. And like if you would have sent me that shit right now today, I would have thought it was AI too. So
the
lines are getting very blurry, bro.
Yo,
like, super blurry.
I hate what AI is doing. Everything. I'm like, that's not real.
That's not real. I don't believe shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm like, nah, that shit is fake. Now I'm my pops. Well, so song embute.
Bro, the
embute.
Embute.
So you should do your Spanish lesson of the day.
Yeah, that's
embute,
right.
Embute, mira, song embute. Embute
is bullshit.
Cap. Bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it one of those words that's like we just took a English word?
Most likely.
And bullshit.
Yeah.
Oh shit, I never thought of that.
Embuche. Cool. Embuche.
Yeah. Eso es embute.
Embuche, embuche. Como como un yaniqueque.
Yeah. Como un yaniqueque. Una eso mismo.
Esa vaina. Which is Johnny cake, guys, for the, those that don't know. It's fried flour.
A victory light. A victory light.
Yo, speaking of fried flour, Sydney Sweeney.
Oh, shit. Yo, damn, bro.
I literally was like, yo, where is he going with this?
Yeah, fuck.
Sydney Sweeney, bro. Yeah, we've been watching this develop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, ever since, like, yo, she came out, it was like, yo, she's like, yo.
A baby with titties.
A baby with titties, you know cool. what I'm saying? Cool, great. It started there. Then it got to the jeans campaign where it's like, I have good jeans. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Like, huh? I have blonde and blue eyes. Those are great jeans. Superior genetics. Never was like, yo, chill. Nah, that's not what I mean. Which is what you, I guess, should do.
Yeah.
Like,
if it was a misunderstanding,
you feel me?
Yeah.
Like,
but the lady who interviewed asked her, and she was like, "Nah." She was like, "When I feel a way about something, I'll tell you."
Yeah,
that's like you calling somebody a fucking slur, and them like, "Wait, what did you mean by that? Like, did you mean a slur, or were you trying to say another word in a different language?" And I'm like, "Well,
figure it out."
Yeah, whatever you feel like, I said.
Was it? Yo, and then the other show that was interviewed was just like,
yeah. Yo, this is why I can't be around white bitch. I'm so sorry. Yeah. I can't be around them for more than 10 minutes, bro, because that like, shit is crazy to me.
Total nothing it's burger, crazy. Right?
Like, you can have a conversation like that, and it'll be some real passive aggressiveness because they don't like each other. Sydney did not like that interviewer, by the way. You can just tell, by the way, she was just looking
at put us on because we are ignorant men and we cannot she
was
pick
being
this up.
Yeah, she was being interviewed by a very nice looking white woman, also very nice, but she just had that like look of like she was trying to make a this question of like, yo, were you trying to promote basically white jeans and white power in this ad using mad nice words and just trying to like fluff kind of the conversation. Yeah. And Sydney was like, nah, like when I feel a way about something, I'll tell you. Like whenever I feel a way about something, I will correct it. I have no problem. Like I'm not gonna talk about that, right?
And Sydney's like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Now hold on.
No big deal.
Now as the resident snow defender.
Yes, we know.
Do you think maybe some shit is just so absurd that like you don't feel like addressing it? I don't know, bro. Like I feel like cause then if you start it's a slippery slope. It's like once you address one thing, now people expect you to have words for every single fucking thing everybody thinks of you at all times.
Right.
So I feel like as the is it cowardly? Yeah. Like obviously. But I think there is an angle to it where it's like, yo, listen, man, we can't be like, oh, make celebrities mysterious again. We know too much about too many people. And then in the same breath, be like, what did you mean by this? Be explicitly clear about what. And it's like, bro, it's a commercial about some jeans, man.
Yeah, but we can't be naive to that shit either, bro. That commercial, you can't tell me that commercial was just about jeans. Where, let's not do that. Not in a world where we have seen so much fucking propaganda given to us on a silver platter.
The little
that was full blown in your face, eugenics. Like, that was in your face.
Okay.
To me, point blank. Like, that was so in your face. I watched that shit and I'm like, yo, is that AI? Like,
yeah.
There's no way she recorded that commercial. And then for the lady to ask her that question, for her to be like, well, I'll talk to you about something when I think that I should.
Yeah.
Like that just said everything it needed to say, especially when you got the fucking white power Nazi saying, who gives a fuck? Yes, our genetics are superior. What did she say wrong? We can't be stupid in this economy, not in the state of the way the world is right now, bro.
Yo, you gotta let niggas know.
Yeah, so that's cool. However, hold on. Ain't nobody saying that's not what's going on. All I'm saying is by her not saying nothing, she's doing the famous people thing where like her not saying anything keeps her in the conversation. And like in the fucking in the engagement economy is more lucrative to be like,
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Well, especially because she's a white woman and she plays into the incel pipeline. That's what she likes. Yeah. Most of her fan base is incel men.
Yeah.
It's like white men who fucking hate women, but they like her because she's quiet. She got huge tits.
Yeah.
She represents she's a perfect
pretty,
woman to
pretty
them.
Blonde,
so it's
big
like, I'm sorry, bro. I'm not gonna be naive. Not in this state.
And I think you might have a point because her movie Chrissy. that dropped. Mm-hmm. It did abysmally, bombed tremendously.
I didn't even see no promo for that.
Promo
shit.
For
I just
shit.
Saw like old pictures of when she was shooting, but I didn't even know that.
That's
shit
because
dropped.
You guys aren't on Truth Social.
Yeah. Far away from white business. What I was gonna say is that I could see that coming, because I could see that happening, just because the white incel pipeline for women is not lucrative. Women support it's just not. It's just not. If you would have been showing tits and ass and that shit, they would have followed you to the theaters.
That part.
You were not dressed as Sydney motherfucking Sweeney. You were dressed as this bitch working out in cool clothes.
Uh-huh. In short black out. Hair.
You
know,
like,
shit.
They're not gonna follow you there because that's not what they want to see.
Yeah. They wanna see tits and ass and then yell at you about it and call you a whore the whole time. it makes no sense. And we're not like, okay. Listen, I may be a snow defender, but I'm not a fucking moron, okay? Listen, bro. She comes from a very openly conservative family. Like, yeah, we know what's going on. I'm just saying, she's doing the famous person thing where it's
it's
more lucrative to be mysterious. Like, you already know, bro.
I hear that media train shit
where it's like, well, as long as people are talking about me.
No such thing as bad publicity.
If she goes, no, that's not what I meant, then nobody talks about Sydney Sweeney anymore.
I feel like she's done that before. Like, there's other things that she has spoken out about against of her personally. Like, I remember one time she was online crying. Like, she was on live or she recorded a video crying because people were attacking her, calling her ugly. I don't know how the fuck the shit switched. I always thought she was pretty, but she came on and she defended that.
She was just crying on live.
You get to choose and pick what you decide. So that's why with her specifically, it was just like, the trail is leading to the fucking cross on fire.
Follow the breadcrumbs.
Hold on. We didn't hear nothing about this movie.
I didn't hear nothing about this live. So she was on live crying.
I don't know if it was a live, but I remember seeing a video of her upset crying. Yeah.
There was a lot of tears coming down, like a lot of wetness.
Where are you taking it?
Was her shirt white?
Are you trying to see Sydney Sweeney's titties?
Hey, all right, bro.
Hold on.
All right, bro.
What are we doing?
Hold on, bro. Officer!
I just...
Victor, come get your son.
Hey, Victor, come in. Victor, come home, bro. The tinfoil fitted is talking to him like the fucking Greek coffin mask. Like Spider-Cuz's mask.
All right. Listen, we're going to shut this whole conversation down. Sydney, you know what you're doing. Stop doing it, okay?
She's not going to stop. She fucking with the mind.
As long as she in the convo, man. That's the play nowadays.
Gotta stay relevant,
that's
man.
That's the play, you know
gotta,
what I mean?
You gotta stay relevant, goddammit. So we're gonna shut this convo down, but you know what else is shut down? The motherfucking government. And you know how I know? Because I listen to Baller Alert Politics.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Baller Alert Politics.
You know what I'm saying? That's where I get all my political information from.
Incredible.
You know what I'm saying? Also, shout out to Min also running that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Producing this. Like, shit, bro. Going crazy out here.
He's also behind Shade Room Teens, but...
Shade Room Teens? Oh my god.
Yeah. There we go. Shade Room Teens. Now that's what I call misinformation.
Brand new album.
Yeah. Dropping soon.
Say Ni Hao.
Oh my god, please, bro. God damn it.
Ailey Chow.
Oh, here we go again with the Chinese shit.
Yo, every time you say that shit, I just hear the stupid me Stantino.
That bow guy.
Please don't Google it.
Don't Google Mr. Chino, please.
Please. It is very bad. It's very bad. So listen, very bad also is the government shutdown. I don't know where we're at exactly. At last count, Snap was being released, then it wasn't, then it was a judge saying it was. Are we good now, man? Like, is the government open?
As of last night, a couple of Democrats in the Senate sort of voted to advance a deal to reopen the government in exchange for a future vote on extending enhanced Affordable Care Act subsidies. So basically, I think they're agreeing to reopen the government in exchange for pushing a discussion on the Affordable Care Act, but obviously, like, you know, it's going to get pushed and they're probably going to say no, and then tons of people are going to, you know, end up paying way more in premiums than they should be in this country, which will lead to more. I'm going to stop there.
There you go.
They say, yo, all right, we'll help. Okay, we'll help you guys kill millions of people if you promise, pinky promise, that we can talk about something else later.
Oh man.
Okay, so all right, listen, guys. We can reopen, but we have to table this discussion for later.
Guys, guys, people are being mean to us on the internet.
They're saying that we are getting paid, but we're not working.
No, we're not working.
And then people that are working, like the TSA agents and stuff like that, they're working FAA.
Yeah.
Like planes might crash and stuff like that.
Yeah, so much. There's only so many lanes in the sky. Air traffic's a big problem. You know, so we have to reopen, guys.
That's how Democrats sound to me.
They're saying mean things about us on the internet. What's that one? The one Elon bought? X, what, Z, X,
yeah.
.com?
It was Twitter before.
They're saying things about us
on Twitter
that are not nice.
On Facegram,
We have to say yes. I think that's the only way.
I think the only way we can get rid of this problem.
I'm telling you, bro, Democrats are the biggest fucking ops we have. Because, yo, Republicans will be in your face racist, at least right now. But back then, they used to hide behind the shit. But now these motherfuckers will be in your face like, yeah, you can't pray.
You ain't shit.
You don't talk that language in front of me. None of that. Democrats will do that, bro, and I say this all the time, with a gay flag behind them. Like, these motherfuckers are the biggest con fucking artists of all time. They are just there to make it feel like we have somebody fighting for us.
Yeah, that part.
But it's like, these motherfuckers bring butter knives to a slave auction, bro.
Yeah.
Yo, this motherfucker, Chuck Schumer's the number one, boy. You a bitch ass nigga, boy. He came out, he was just like, I voted no on this because it's terrible. But it's just like, fam, you can say that, but you are part of like the people that are like, yo, push this shit through, bro. Like it's like, you know what I'm saying? You go to your little dun dun, like, yo, listen, bro, I ain't gonna catch this body.
Just say, when they pull us over, say this shit is yours, bro. You don't got no strikes on your shit, bro. Come on,
you good, bro?
Bro, you gonna do good. Like, you gonna do, bro? They come gonna on, give you
trying to earn your stripes, nigga?
Bro, they gonna give you 2 to 5. You gonna do like 8 months. You gonna be on probation for 3.
Come
you
gonna on, be good. Bro. When you come home, I got you.
Well, I got you, bro. And guess what? Even if you do your little 2 to 5, you still good.
As soon as you come home, take you to Roozy. $100 box. That good box.
And then I'm going to get you a job with my foreman who be letting me release on the job site.
I haven't seen that one.
Sometimes you got to release on the job
site. That's Chuck Schumer, bro. Chuck Schumer's like he be releasing on the job site.
Chuck Schumer be releasing on the Senate floor. Like,
oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness. Holy shit. Oh, wow. He can't even do that. He might die.
Oh, my God,
that's when you see a motherfucker die on C-SPAN, bro. Chuck Schumer trying to beat his meat in the halls of
release
Congress.
Release on the Congress voting report. Yo,
he'll fucking bust off. He'll die. And then that shit will hit fucking Mitch McConnell and then he'll die. Bro. Yeah. I got cum in my eyelid.
The Democrats being fucking losers, the biggest telltale sign was them not endorsing Mamdani.
Yeah.
Like, yo, you finally got somebody that y'all say... policy-wise, it's fighting for all the shit y'all would do, and all of a sudden, he's running, and it's, oh no, this dude is terrible.
And they ask Chuck Bitchass, they're like, yo, what do you think? He's like, we've had several conversations, I'm a fan of his, we'll talk about this later. I'm like, nigga, he's already the mayor.
Right.
Like, you ain't even say, like, yo, shout out to him, yo, I hope he does well, none of that.
Yeah.
We've had several conversations.
When Obama is ahead of the curve.
Yo, facts.
Yeah.
And Obama just been out here buying sneakers,
yo,
making playlists. Like, hey. He ain't even doing shit. Like,
speaking of Obama, can we, like, I'm already seeing it, and we are making 2025 version mistakes. We are making Obama era mistakes in the big 2025. And that is, leftism online is the most unserious shit ever, bro. This motherfucker's not even mayor yet. And I'm already seeing K-pop style fan cams and fucking and fucking fanfics written about Zoran and his wife. Yeah. Like, you don't know these people, bro.
Right.
And then when some shit happens that you don't fuck with and you don't agree with, like, you're gonna take that shit mad personal.
Yes.
Like a personal affront to you as a person. Bro, he's a politician.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a fucking despot oligarch who's gonna snap his fingers and solve all his problems.
these are policy initiatives that have to go through other people, right, to happen. So let's save the fucking Tumblr-esque fanfic about him and his wife, two people you do not know. Let's save the K-pop fan cams for after he, like, actually gets some shit done. This is the fucking same mistake we make by deifying politicians before they actually do anything, because then you end up with an Obama situation where he spends mad years deporting just as many people through ICE and drone bombing fucking Pakistan, but nobody said anything about it because way super early into his term and his running campaign, we focused on the wrong shit. And I think, like, I'm telling you, bro, I'm seeing the fucking signs. I feel like we are doing, let Mamdani cook, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let Mamdani cook.
Let him do his thing.
And deliver on some shit before we go the K-pop stan Twitter route. For fuck's sake, bro.
And we shouldn't do that anyway. I've been saying that forever. You should never become a fan of a politician, bro. You could fuck with him. You could endorse him. You could say, yo, this is the person I want.
Yes.
But you can't have these people idolized because, again, they're politicians, bro. They're That's there how we to got work Trump. For you. Yes, exactly.
That cultural and personality
again,
shit.
Again, that shit can follow you anywhere. There's some people who are still, like, in that fucking world, and you can't see past that. So what happens when Mamdani does something that probably we don't like? You have to be able to get, like, again, these are people that we pay so that they can do their job.
The civil servants.
Yeah, and of course, the motherfucker, handsome, shorty, beautiful, vibes immaculate. But again,
you don't know these people.
Exactly. We gotta we gotta be honest about what it is, bro. We can't, you can never be a fan of a politician.
Cue the Tommy Richardson. The Breakfast Club shit. Who are these niggas?
Who are these niggas?
Yeah, like, you don't know them,
who
bro.
Who are these niggas?
Let them get some work in first. Let them get some policy passed.
Like, I've seen a lot of weird shit, like, just about Mamdani's wife, just about his shorty.
Creepy.
Yeah, people, like, creating this whole world. Like, this girl doesn't talk. She doesn't talk to us.
Yeah.
She's not the one running again. But they've created this world of, like, where she is and who she is.
Yeah, like, she's some secret D-pop baddie pulling the strings from behind the scenes. You just made that up. You don't know these people, bro.
I think that we deadass are in a moment in society right now where people are not even taking real life things in serious because they think that everything is a fucking show.
Yeah.
People are watching things in real life and they think that they're watching season like 1, 2
of a show.
And it's like, yo, you're watching a play about yourself. Like, you are also a character in this. And you just, like, I don't know, bro. The world is weird. And I think it was something to do with COVID, bro.
Yeah.
I'm blaming it on COVID.
COVID fried us all, bro.
COVID
fried us all. I ain't been funny since.
Doug. I keep it a buck. I think that's why I started, you know what I'm saying?
Carrying a spoon and a lighter everywhere?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I thought you just like cereal.
I thought you just like warm milk.
Yeah, you know, I like to warm up my milk for my cereal.
You know,
before I eat it. Remember True Life of Smack DVD when he was drinking Fruity Pebbles with Chris Down?
He said,
yo, this is the Breakfast of Champions. Lois Stein.
Yo, I seen you before, actually. You did an episode of Bum Fights, right? You was there?
Yo, it was me.
Oh, shit, bro. Yo, Les Bell, you don't know. This guy's a celebrity, man. Wow.
They used to call me Bling Bling, remember?
Yo!
Damn.
Yo, shout out Bling Bling, bro.
Yo,
the Bum Fights name drop. It's crazy, bro.
I really feel like that's a conversation happening in a New York City subway right now by like four different rats.
Yeah.
We don't even know.
Now, to put a bow on the Zoran and Rama thing, that Rama's, by the way, his wife's name is Rama. Like, people are, you gotta relax.
Yeah, listen. All right? Put the goals memes away for a second.
Stop doing the creepy parasocial shit that y'all be doing.
Let my guy settle in.
Yeah, that is predominantly I don't see this shit in conservative spaces unless you're a MAGA freak weirdo.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. It goes there.
Yeah, it does go there.
That's how Trump got elected, and that's people what it do. Is. They dead idolize these people, and they you see the White House fucking Twitter account?
Yeah.
Like, they idolize these people, and they literally... Trump is selling Bibles, bro.
Yeah.
literally worship this person. It's not even like a thing. But it can get there, is what I'm saying. It can definitely get there.
But, you know, at the very least, listen, man, you got to know your enemy. All right. And at the very least, right wing fucking K-pop stand-up gets shit done. Leftists will just do this and then flip on that same candidate they started standing when they can't pass legislature that goes through several fucking channels that they did not bother to look up because they were too busy obsessing over a narrative they made up through their creepy, weird, parasocial internet bullshit.
And that's the shit too. Like, it's like, okay, so there's these policy initiatives, right? We trying to change things here because what's been going on is not working, obviously. Mm-hmm. But that shit, like you said, it still has to, it's a process.
Yeah.
So like, if you are gonna be mad that on January 3rd there's no free UPK,
you're not engaging with politics in earnest.
You know what I'm saying?
You're treating this shit like a reality show where you think Zoran is a contestant by himself.
A victory light. A victory light.
Do any of you guys have any recommendations for ways in which we can be productive about getting shit done as citizens?
Raise awareness in non-goofy ways. Go out there, talk to you. You know what? The most effective thing to do is have conversations, and I've been doing it for a fucking month straight with the fucking bozos that you are around you, right? It could be your dumb uncle, it could be your titi, it could be your cousin that's a moron that's like, yo, Sharia law, like all these things. Explain to them, you know what I'm saying? Just have conversations. If you have conversations, if everybody had a conversation with their family,
yeah,
we'd be in a different place right now.
Yeah, yeah. And once again, like, not to harp on my folks, but we cannot get anywhere without critique, right? So, like, listen, say what you want about them people. The only reason I'm not a right-wing griftoid is because I'm not a coon or a moron, all right? But at the very least, they know how to convert a motherfucker. So if somebody's like, what's this Trump stuff? I'm very, like, I'm curious. Mm-hmm. Immediately, bro. And it's the same shit in white supremacist spaces, the same shit in all these other, like, in all these, like, they have the patience to be like, yeah, here's this book by fucking Carl Schmitt, Nazi philosopher, right?
Motherfuckers here's will drop paperwork at your crib, like, hey, call the KKK.
Right, yeah. here's this pamphlet with information about the infiltration of, like, brown people.
Yeah.
Here's how white spaces are disappearing and blah, 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 blah.
Are you lonely?
Yeah.
Is your wife looking at brown men? Call this number. Yeah, like, they literally lure you in very slowly and very, very softly. And then, out of nowhere, you're fucking
so,
right wing.
Have you guys heard of Our Time for an Affordable NYC?
No.
No.
So it's actually a new grassroots organization that's built off of Zoran's mayoral campaign so that people can continue to, you know, do the work that kind of helped him get in office in the first place. Like, I don't know if you guys were doing any, like, canvassing or sort of, like, knocking on doors or phone banking and things like that, but, like, this is sort of an effort to sort of continue that type of work. So,
keep
you know,
going.
Just in a way to sort of channel maybe our discontent into ways that could be, you know, potentially productive because to, you know, I mean, sorry to sort of hijack this conversation, but to Zoran's point, a big part of why they were successful was, you know, they were not necessarily online. To your guys's point, they were in the streets, right? They were knocking on doors, they were talking to people, and at the end of the day, like, the like online isn't real life, and I think that the success of this campaign kind of proved that in the way in which, you know, they knocked on, I think, anywhere between 3 and 4 million doors.
Campaign
because they had, you know, like hundreds of thousands of volunteers who did not get paid, but they did it because they believed. And, you know, whereas, you know, I think if you guys were sort of seeing, like, Cuomo relied a lot on, like, Twitter and online
AI.
Making,
whereas,
you know, his sounds crazy, but his ground game was weak. So, you know, so I just wanted to take time to sort of highlight the sort of efforts that people are doing to sort of continue to push forward the work that goes beyond electoral politics.
What's the name of it again?
Yeah, what's the name?
Our Time for an Affordable NYC.
Our Time for an Affordable NYC.
Shout out,
there are other people who are sort of have been plugging the Democratic Socialists of America, of which Zoran is a member. There are sort of real life organizations that people have been, you know, developing that sort of helped create the groundswell for this kind of movement.
I'm pointing down because the link is in here. It's down there.
Also, you know, real quick, Hassan, hit that applause for the canvassers one time, bro. Make some noise for them volunteers. You know what I'm saying? Like, 4 million doors is crazy. You don't get those numbers. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't get those numbers easily. But to put a bow on what I was saying about how these right-wing people move when somebody shows interest in theirs, we need to mirror that. Sounds crazy, but we do need to mirror some of that instead of treating everything like we don't owe anybody anything. It's not my job to teach you. Google is free. Then you're just going to be yelling in a vacuum. That's not how that works. You're actually going to have to talk to that racist, that vaguely racist grandpa at Thanksgiving. Like, oh no, my conservative family.
That's your time to
get it done. And drop the fucking link. It's as easy as being like, hey, I know you feel this way, but maybe read this real quick and then tell me how you feel. Mm-hmm. Like that, like even if online's not real life, online is still viable. It's still a resource, right? So like, instead of treating everything like this, the world sucks, but it's not my job to teach anybody anything. Man. I don't owe anybody anything. That's not how we fucking get anywhere. And that's how these guys won. So
they were like, yo, everybody come over here. Oh, you black, but you hate black people? All right, we fuck with you.
Yeah, we'll use you poster child until we're finished with you. And then you're just then you're just one of these Chinese monkeys. Like, right. That's literally...
Whoa. Hold on.
It's a direct quote, man. I didn't say it. It was a quote. It was a quote, man.
Men's point of what we can do going forward, I've been seeing a lot of community work, bro. I've seen a lot of people posting things for food banks, people are donating books, people are donating clothes, people are I think exactly what Min just said, bro. We got to start talking to our fucking neighbors. Like, with everything that's going down, we got to remember who we're relying on, and we got to be around each other. And of course the bigger picture is better, because we're going to have somebody in office who will most likely try to help us, but we still have a lot of power. Like, you probably got a can of corn in your crib that you can donate to somebody who will use tonight to feed their children. Facts.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we got to start to look inward and see, what small things can I do? I'm not a fucking billionaire, but right. I have some extra food. I have some baby clothes for my niece that I could probably give. I could donate. You know, like, we got to start being more present. And it's not just, you. Of course, elected officials have a lot of power, and we got to hold these people accountable so that they do what they're supposed to do. But also, we got so much power as people. Little things of that, of just... looking out for the people who's around.
And for context, a lot of like restaurants and small businesses have been opening sort of food pantries and food banks in response to SNAP benefits being shut down. So,
that part. And also, like, that was like, and to wrap it up, that was like a big part of the whole campaign. Like you were saying, like 4 million people canvassing, bro. That's community.
Yeah.
That's not like
knocking on doors, not canvassing.
Right. Well, yeah, knocking on doors, talking, phone banking, like in the millions. So
it's those conversations, bro. It's exactly what Rainey's saying. I know it's very easy to look at, and again, there's certain people that you just can't get through. Some people are far too deep into that hole. You will literally make yourself sick trying to pull them out.
Nah, that was crazy, bro. Nah, pause, bro. That was wild. Pause.
I'm trying to be serious over here, man.
Yo, killer. That was crazy.
There's really some people you can't pull out of there. But for the most part, bro, there are some people that you can slowly walk through that process.
Yeah.
My mom was somebody. My mom is a Catholic, born in DR, 1966. Right after Trujillo. Like, all of these things were still instilled in her. And the more that I taught her, now I sit back and she's teaching my aunts. Like, I don't got to talk. I don't have to say a thing, because she understands. But to Rainey's point, for you to have those conversations, you need to know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't know what they're talking about.
That's what
a lot of people do, like reactionary shit. But when you understand the fundamental values of whatever it is that you're trying to teach, it's a lot easier for you to have these conversations. It's going to require patience, because you're probably dealing with some people who have thought these things for a long time.
Yo.
But it's possible, bro. It's possible. And I know that because I done met some insane fucking people. And with a little bit of guidance and not trying to like tell them they're a fucking dickhead all the time, which I will do. Chill.
Yeah.
I will do that.
You got to do it.
A lot of people can be walked through these situations, and eventually they'll be like, I understand.
Yeah, it's crazy you said that, because like, I actually had a conversation with somebody like that recently, who was like, yo, it was around the whole election shit and the Sharia law, bar taxes, this, that. And I'm like, yo, fam, nah. And it wasn't just like, nah, you stupid. It was like, nah, this is the why. You know what I'm saying? And then at the end of that conversation, it was like, oh, shit. Yeah. And then I had a homeboy who's a cop. And he was just like, yo, nah, I don't know. Now he's texting me. He's just like, yo, bro, like, yo, I'm happy he got it, bro. Like, like this, that, and the third. And I'm just like, yo, see? It was just a conversation, bro. Mm-hmm. That's it. Because, like, I always say I know what I know and I know what I don't know. And if I don't know some shit, that doesn't make me malicious. That just means I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Like, I don't know what's going on. So a lot of motherfuckers don't know what's going on. You'd be surprised. You know what I mean? Like, so... Yeah. Have those motherfucking conversations, bro.
What if you're just falling for the tequila?
Yo, it could just be the tequila also. You know what I'm saying? Like, typically when I'm doing tequila, like,
What the fuck is that?
I like a little Casamigos, you know what I'm saying, sometimes.
What the fuck is
tequila is a...
Oh, is that like a rich joke?
No, that's not a rich joke. Yeah. Tequila is when like Muslims pretend to not be Muslim in order to infiltrate a non-Muslim space and then be like, yo, we Muslim! Ah!
Oh, okay.
Surprise, bitch!
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's deception.
Oh, I see.
All right.
Hey. Wait, so what was the tequila thing?
That's what people are saying. He's doing, Mom Daddy's doing tequila. He's just be smiling at everybody, shaking hands, dapping everybody up, sitting with rabbis, sitting with priests, sitting with black people, white people, Asian people, Vietnamese people, Chinese people. You know what I'm saying?
What do you mean by that? Yo, listen, hey, bro, and real quick, but back to the whole policy thing, the policy argument. It's okay to steal from the enemy. So if anything I've said in this episode of this podcast makes you go, are you saying that we should borrow from fascist playbooks? Yes. That's exactly what the fuck I'm saying.
They built the movement.
There's a million and one Hitler documentaries. Look at any of them and they will all tell you nobody took these motherfuckers seriously when they were wearing their armbands and it was like six of them yelling in a courtyard, being like, these guys don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
Yep.
And then look what happens. Eventually they yell their bullshit at enough people that it gives rise to that type of power. Same exact shit with Trump, bro. In 2015, 2016, like, people were like, oh shit, oh what, I'm voting,
it was
I'm voting for Trump, bro. Yep. Nah, Trump as president would be crazy. Oh shit,
if you remember, even when he first started running, I'm so sorry to cut you off.
Go ahead.
Right before he started running, people was like, yo, this dude is hilarious. Like, he's never gonna win.
This is so funny.
This is comical. The fact that he's saying shit about Mexicans and Spanish and Hispanics, like, there's no way he's gonna win, but it's entertaining to watch.
Yeah.
And that's exactly to Rainey's point. Like,
and it's from the same playbook. Mm-hmm. And like this leftist mindset of like, no, we have, how does it look? This leftist mindset of like, how does it look? If it looks bad, we can't do it. If it looks bad, the optics, this obsession with optics, bro, you gotta get that shit the fuck out of here. Because that's how we end up with this shit over with these motherfuckers folding and voting to reopen the government at the cost of millions of people's probably actual literal lives. Mm-hmm. Like,
no, literal lives.
It's fucking crazy, bro. Like, we gotta get... Enough. Yeah, se acabó la mierda, la jodienda. Yeah,
se acabó.
Also,
todo.
Get offline, bro. To me, it's like, we got to stop fucking tweeting and get in the field, bro. Like, it's enough. I understand you trying to reach and teach people online, but my bro.
Yo.
At what point do you translate that into real life? Which is why I'm fucking with the people who went out to help Zoran win the election, because it's like, yo, we're not benefiting from this financially, but it's still something that's on theme with what we want this world to kind of be like. So
more community oriented.
On a more serious note, did you guys see the Michael Jackson biopic trailer?
Yo, yeah.
Okay.
Yo. First of all. Yes, and I love it because Mike is my goat. You know what I'm saying? And this mad people that are mad that it's his nephew playing him.
Is that his nephew?
That's his real blood nephew.
Jafar Jackson.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to him. He got the voice down pat.
Yeah.
Like, I saw the trailer. I was like, wow.
Did you guys see the reaction?
The prosthetic?
The dude who impersonates Michael Jackson?
Yes! That shit was so funny because it was like, yo, he looked like the last version of Mike.
Yeah.
He looked like White Mike, but then he's sitting in the crib in like a fucking like...
In the Thriller jacket.
He had on like fucking like some like, yo, like fucking, I don't know, bum equipment fucking sweatshirt.
Bum equipment?
Like, just, like, in his house, right there.
I think in the house. house clothes, looking like Mike, but the hair was laid. Yeah. Crazy.
But he had on like the Dark Souls rags. Yeah. On, like, when you start the game and you ain't got shit.
Yo, damn. Bro had the Kirkland sweatsuit on. Yeah. And he's in there like,
well. He looked very judgy.
Yeah. Like, yo, his face was just like, yo, the nigga face said it all. He was just looking at it. He's like,
Bro, he looked tight that they didn't cast him.
Yeah.
Yes, and I'm like, fam, exactly.
What you mean? Like, that's his literal nephew. Like,
what are you talking about? Yeah. Also, Mike never always looked like this.
No.
Yeah, what are you going to do? A lot of people are lost on that part, bro. Like, why are you mad that Michael Jackson is black? What the fuck?
Why are you mad that Michael Jackson is black?
Yeah, yeah. People coming at his nose and all these things. Like, bro, what are you... Does the biopic stop
before he goes white? Or I forget what the storyline is. Do any of you guys know how...
So in the trailer, I don't think it does, because in the trailer, there's like a... There's like a supercut of like mad random shit happening throughout the movie, like montage. And in one of those scenes, like one of those like frames of like the montage, he's doing like foundation over his face.
Yeah.
Because you know the whole shit is like, yo, he had vitiligo and like he was skin pigmentation. So he just bleached his...
he bleached it to make it even.
To make it even.
Yeah.
So there was like a part in the movie where I guess he's starting to get it.
Mm-hmm.
So he's using like makeup to like cover it up. So maybe, I don't know, maybe like, I don't know if it goes all the way to the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Yeah. I heard it only covers like a very specific point in his life from his childhood up until
the
80s, but
up until like Thriller era.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, currently Anton Fuqua's directing.
Shout out Fuqua, bro. You can't Yeah, you can't tell Mike's whole story in a single movie.
Nah, you gotta
make an anime.
That's yo.
I'm so happy I understood that joke.
Nah.
This should be 1,000 episodes.
Fuck, yeah. Hey, get that One Piece shit out of here, bro. This is the Mike Kudojaksu no anime.
Wait, are y'all gonna go watch it?
Back it in.
Hell yeah, I'd watch that shit. Hell yeah.
Yo, I'm into this. Yo, yeah, nah, the Mike Kudojaksu, man. Let's do that.
You gotta imagine, bro, the soundtrack would go stupid. Watashi Trina, Srina Naito. Come on, bro.
I was just about to say, I know you got something in you.
Of course, bro.
Human nature in Japanese probably go crazy.
Oh, son. City pop covers of MJ, bro. Come on, bro.
Yo, Rady, you gotta do it, bro.
It's well documented that the Asian community loves Michael Jackson.
They love Mike.
First of all,
listen.
Every community loves Michael Jackson.
Yeah, but yo, also the Asian community, they go up, because every time I've seen videos of like Mike, like back in the day, like when he's at like a stadium or some shit, it's always an Asian country, and the whole first five rows is just fainting.
Yeah,
like they pass it out. They're like, ah.
He does one of these.
And I say,
Yeah.
Then he just turns his head and everyone's like, bro, he's the fucking...
He's the original Aura Farmer. Oh my God.
Yo, legit. Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Hiring him for impersonators for weddings. So I don't know if you've ever been to a wedding where they have a Michael Jackson impersonator.
I've never been to a wedding.
That love won't last.
Yeah. That love won't last?
That love won't last.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yo, no. Yo, so here's a clip, yo. Of what was his name, Fabio?
Of course it is.
Yeah, Fabio, the Michael Jackson impersonator. Yes, that is as Liz says, none of those words are in the Bible. Fabio, the Michael Jackson impersonator, with his shorty out in the streets watching another Michael Jackson impersonator, and he's standing there like he's really Mike. Like he's judging this motherfucker, bro. This shit is crazy. Look at this shit, bro. He's like, oh yeah, that's my song.
Lola.
Yo, he crossed arms! The arm cross sent me. He's like, he's black.
He's like, wow, he's doing such a good... Bro, this motherfucker think he Mike.
Yeah, he really did. He really...
Crazy.
Look at him. Yo, he's watching this motherfucker like...
Wait, the original audio of that last TikTok is still going... Ah! He slides up. Fucking scary shit. Grown ass man.
Oh, bro, he slid all the way to
camera. I can't tell if it's a man or woman. That's how high the scream is. Yo, speaking of
listeners and viewers, for context, the first one was Fabio.
The second one
was Rico.
Rico. Okay.
Yo, but listen.
Fabio and Rico.
Yo.
Very Michael Jackson impersonated names.
Speaking of Michael Jackson, you know there's like a phobia? Like, there's people that are afraid of Michael Jackson.
Stop it. Like they're afraid of clowns type
shit? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like
I mean, I used to be scared as a kid.
Bro, you know what? Hold on, wait.
I mean, shit. Depends, you know.
Hold on, wait. The
it
name,
depends why you
look, look. The name for the phobia of Michael Jackson is Michaelphobia.
Nah, man, get the fuck.
This term you be scared?
Sometimes called refers to an intense fear of the singer or images of him. Woman in England says yes.
Yo, it gotta be a bitch of England, bro.
Oh, man. Yo, the Loyola Phoenix, which I'm pretty sure is the student newspaper at Loyola University. Don't quote me on that. I just made that up. But listen, they have an article from October 30th, 2024. King of Pop or King of Horror?
Yeah, Michael, what?
Wow. Michael Phobia has tormented many for decades, bro.
Bro, what?
This is the real thing, bro. Yo.
That's like being scared of Mickey Mouse.
Yo.
Bro, like, my best friend was scared of Mickey Mouse. She was a stupid bitch. And I had like... I had like... And she Puerto Rican. That doesn't make any sense. Ain't that your fucking uncle?
Damn.
Bro, and I used to... This is what, growing up, I used to have like six different little
Mickey Mouse.
Bro, I used to have to hide them on this.
Ain't that your uncle? It's crazy. Yo, Puerto Ricans, yo, listen. This is where we inform y'all that Mickey Mouse is your uncle.
And, Betty Boop is your titi.
Yeah, Betty Boop is your titi. Yeah. Yo,
and Tweety Bird is your cousin.
Tweety Bird your cousin, and you can't forget Uncle Taz.
Uncle Taz!
You know what I'm saying? You can't forget you know Uncle Taz, bro.
And then your crash out cousin, man. SpongeBob, yeah. That just came home mm-hmm. with Max B.
He just came home in a green tuxedo with rhinestones on it like this, holding, fanning out the money like this.
Oh, my God.
Arm. SpongeBob got the arm out.
We're
like,
gonna
yo.
Get jumped one day, bro.
Yo, SpongeBob, we need a new airbrush. Matter of fact, I'm going to get the 8-ball jacket. I'm going to airbrush SpongeBob like this.
With a money spread?
With a jellyfish spread like this. Like that, bro. You know what I'm saying?
You saying that real SpongeBob fans will buy the fuck out of that.
What?
Sweater,
yeah, no. Nah. And I'm going to put a quote on it. It's going to say, my bikini's pockets go all the way to the bottom.
You wow. heard?
Stupid.
Stupid.
Bars.
Airbrush that shit on the back.
Note.
Damn, lo mandaron a callar, bro. Coño.
Yeah, listen. When that shit drops to Supreme, we had the idea first.
And
you
we
want to
cut, goddammit.
And we
want
to cut, goddammit.
Bring back the graffiti joints, bro. We need the bad edit. We need the home joints. We need the bubble letters. Bring it all back. We want the cartoon characters smoking blunts.
Yes,
big ones.
That
please.
Part.
Yeah.
Can we please, yo? I want Taz with a backwards hat, with a tattoo and shit, smoking a blunt. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Bugs Bunny
alien.
With a Dominican flag.
Yeah,
I want the newer version of that. I want Finn from Adventure Time busting down a brick. I want. Like that's like I need the newer song. I need the newer version of that. I need Craig of the Creek with a Nextel chirp and a do-rag.
The whole cast of smiling friends bagging
you
up.
You feel me? Bagging up with gloves and surgical masks on. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I need you know what I'm saying?
Yo, listen, that merch is coming soon from Victory Light, baby. It's Victory Light, you motherfuckers. we making illegal Looney Tunes merchandise.
Yep.
And that's how we closing out the episode so we don't get a strike.
Yeah.
Holla at your boys, your boy, the Kid Merrill Man of Human Direct Fuck, because I keep it wavy. Ew. That is Rainy Ovalle, the Yap God, Rap God, you know what I'm saying? God damn it, he's in the studio whipping up some marvelous shit.
That's true.
This is Liz Bell Ortiz. She's in the building. It's the super bitch of New York City, La Matatana. She's authoring a book as we speak with her brain waves. Of course, Man Tran, the super producer of God, you know what I'm saying? He's the God, you know what I'm saying? He came in looking like Columbo with the trench.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Inshallah, he will do it.
You know what I'm saying? Inshallah, wallahi. You know what I'm saying? He's here. You know what I mean? Nothing more needs to be said. Also, you know what I'm saying? If you're hearing this shit in 4K HD, ASMR quality, you know why?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Lossless audio.
It's audio because of one man.
And that is
Hassan. Oh, shit! Yo! Shout out to Victor in Italy, goddammit. Peace!
A victory light. A victory light.